We're saying that the world needs to grow food and not tobacco because currently 342 million people face acute food insecurity. And that's a threefold increase since 2019. So we're facing a huge food insecurity also because of the war in Ukraine, especially for African countries. There's a lot of tobacco grown in Africa. There's actually an increase of 15% in the last 10 years. So therefore, we have been looking into this. Why would farmers grow still tobacco? And that is because the tobacco industry traps them into a cycle of dependency. Therefore, we found a way out of this and we wanted to celebrate this with the people in Africa and specifically in Kenya.
WHO says that tobacco is grown mainly in low and middle income countries. What are the impacts of growing tobacco as a cash crop on sustainable development in those countries?
It's really unsustainable because while there's very little profit for the farmers themselves, the big profits are with the big tobacco industries. That's what you then see in the shareholder value of very few tobacco companies, while at the same time, the farmers are kept in a cycle of dependency. And that is because at the start of a season, you need seeds, you need fertilizers, and you need pesticides. And the tobacco industry says, oh, yeah, we are giving this to you. You don't need to pay it now. And then when they actually have to pay for the harvest, they say, oh, yeah, we need to pay you for the harvest, but you need to pay us for the seeds, fertilizers, and pesticides. So they fix the price for it. Therefore, they then also say, oh, but the quality of your tobacco wasn't as good as we thought. So they also fix the prices for the tobacco harvest. And that leaves a lot of farmers with very little money in the end. So it's not sustainable at all.
You pointed out during the briefing that growing food is actually three times more profitable to farmers than growing tobacco. Is this an argument that you will use to convince farmers to stop growing tobacco as a cash crop? And what other help do they need to embrace other sources of income?
Yes, of course, we're using that. But very often that wasn't a possibility for farmers because as they are trapped in this cycle of debts with the tobacco industry says, and you need to grow tobacco also next season. So we needed to find a way for the farmers to get out of these debts. And we found this in also within the United Nations system. We are able to provide farmers with microcredits to pay off the debts and then to end those contractual arrangements with the tobacco industry. At the same time, we found ways for the World Food Program to actually prioritize buying the harvest from those farmers who move out of tobacco. And that together with also the capacity development that our colleagues in the FAO are rendering to those farmers to see what crops are best on my soil, because not everything can be grown on every soil. And how do you actually do that? So that capacity development aspect is also very important. Altogether, that makes a package for farmers to really line up and move out of tobacco. So we were very, very pleased to see that in the first year already, we have managed to get 2,040 farmers out of tobacco in one county in Kenya, in Migori. But that is just the proof of concept. The concept works. If we are in the United Nations system, standing together using the assets that we have as individual organizations, then we can make this happen for the world.
And what are the next steps for this program?
Well, first of all, the government of Zambia has asked us if we can actually repeat this also in Zambia. Of course, we're going to expand it to many other counties in Kenya. So Zambia is the next country. And already now we're seeing countries lining up for our support in Asia and the South Americas. So as I said, this is not just a pilot, but it's a proof of concept of the power of the United Nations. We can actually help every farmer in the world to get out of tobacco if they wish.
This is a message to farmers. It's a message to governments. What is your message to smokers on World No Tobacco Day?
The message to smokers is think twice. If you're smoking a cigarette, think about where it comes from. It comes from a dependency cycle where farmers and their children, 1.3 million children are working in tobacco farming and they don't go to school. So it's a really dreadful way to grow tobacco. And with every cigarette you smoke, you actually support this continues. Think twice, quit smoking.